I'm Vesta Sarhoş Curtis. I'm a curator in the British Museum. I'm the curator of Iranian coins and Islamic coins. It is a very special place to all Iranians. This is the place where the 8th Imam of the Shia Muslims is buried. He is Imam Reza. And for the Iranians, he is very significant because it's the sort of the Imam who has a connection with Iran. He was, at the time of the Abbasid Caliph, tradition has it, was poisoned near Mashhad, the city of Mashhad, where we are now. We're talking about the 9th century AD. And he was buried, and the place where he was buried has become, ever since, ever since the 9th, 10th centuries AD, has become really the center of pilgrimage for Iranian Shiites. It is absolutely magnificent because it's not just the sort of sheer beauty, but it's a very special atmosphere because millions of people come on pilgrimage to Mashhad. And when they arrive here, they're full of hopes and promises, and it's like a sort of therapeutic trip, really, to the shrine. You get rid of all your sorrows, you pray to the Imam, you ask for help, for support, for your beloved. It's incredible atmosphere, and thousands of people go in, and the idea is that you reach the sarcophagus and you touch the sarcophagus and you sort of pray to the Imam. But usually there's so many people, it's so full, that you can't even get anywhere near the sarcophagus. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful experience to come here.
I'm Mohammad Hussein. I'm the curator in the stamps and banknote section of the Shrine of the Imam Reza. Last year, around 20 million pilgrims visited Mashhad. The majority of them at the time of during the summer holidays. The Shrine of the Imam is the biggest pilgrim place visited by the pilgrims in the world. In Persian, they say Imam-e-Rauf, Imam beloved by all. And because he was martyred away from his family, who lived in Medina, and he was forced to come to Mashhad at the time of Ma'mun, the son of Harun Rashid. And when he was poisoned and martyred in Mashhad, so it became a pilgrim center for the Shiites, even for non-Shiites also. We have many non-Shiites visiting the Shrine of the Imam. So because he's the only Imam buried in Iran, the majority of the Iranians try at least once in a year to come and pay the homage to the Imam. Because what the Muslims believe is he's the direct appointee by Allah, who is the direct descendant of the Prophet of Islam, who is the direct descendant of the first Imam, Imam Ali. He is the authority of Allah on earth, and we Muslims should obey his dictates.